Now, so Lechera, okay, the whole saying of the Rambam, in Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvah Say Kufnun Gimel, that in the middle of a discussion of the Mitzvah, has a long discussion about Cheshbon and Bizman Ezer, okay? Kufnun Gimel. So it's very clear that even if you look at the way it's formulated in Mishneh Torah, at least the beginning, where he says this is the that the Kibbutzman Sheis and Hedron Gadol is that is Kish of Yeria and Lochem Shusine is this Cheshbon afterwards, you can say that's just Halach how to deal with things after the mitzvah ended. Okay, that is not the impression that you get in Sefer Mitzvahs, and we'll see Lamaise if it is the impression that you get in Mishneh Torah also. Okay? So the Rambam says, let's just see, and let's just see some of the Lashonis, I'll go back to them later. Bekan, Sei Godol Mi'oid, mean to say it's a day. A day means, I think probably it's Takedi, probably we'll talk about over there. What's his day over there? Maybe it's not. I just want to say what. One second.
Go to Shorish.
Kufnun Gimel. One second. All that was there. I don't know if it makes a difference, but you know. Okay. Kufnun Gimel.
He talked about it here.
No. Yeah, it's Alatake. That's the word. Yeah. This is the word that he uses for being convinced about something, which the Professor Lagman said, being convinced about something in a way you'd be able to be ready to debate it. And you know it's something which you firmly that you believe, but you firmly convince them intellectually. Okay, and that's what the animam is all about. It's not a belief; it's a idea. Okay, same word. The word Ram uses in Arabic over there. Okay, we say this a day. Lo ye de'eu lo ye gishu boy ela mamikin b'chokma. Okay, it's a shulim in understanding and havon. Who? Ze shor machashim ayoyim b'chutz laos b'melechas ibo. I use melechas ibo because that he says is the tigum meluli shev yodenu. That's the kapok says the tigum meluli. The oimim she ze hayoyim veish chodesh veze hayoyim yontiv lo b'nei cheshbonim nikveu yontiv b'shum ponim el mipnei. Now, what are you saying? What does it say over there by you? El Bnei? No. El Bnei Shebezdin? What?
Bezdin Hagadol.
Okay. This, okay, good. This I want to tell you something. This is in Gansenhof. Does Hillman make a note about this? Look at the Arabic.
Am I Cheshboneinu?
No, but Bezdin.
Bezdin Sheber Tishra. Arabic?
Yeah.
Bezdin Sheber Tishra.
There's no Gadol there. Okay? And it's crazy to say Godel, because Bezdin Hagadol is bottle, that's what it's Cheshbon. Okay? I can't imagine a more blatant mistake. It's just, you know, when I looked at this the first time, I said to myself, my God, how could this be such a thing? It's the reason why there's Cheshbon is not Bezdin Hagadol. And they say the reason why the Cheshbon works is because Bezdin Hagadol is Kaveya. And it's not the Ramban that they did it in the future, okay? So the words in the Arabic, it's not b'chlal in the Arabic text. No such word, okay? Can I continue? Just before, just let's set the stage straight, what the words are, okay?
How can such a thing happen, the word comes in from
I don't know. You can discuss it with, you know, whatever it is. That's the scoop, correct? Is that clear to you? Do you have any problem with that? You can use your old translation, or you want, you know, I can tell you that, okay. I see a guy.
All the books have it wrong? What? All the books have it wrong?
I guess wrong.
Does he say anything? Could we find, you know, in probably of Chaim Hell, you can look and see what he wants. No, because the text in Frankel, they didn't do anything. They took up Chaim Hell's text. And Chaim Hell's tequila was a new. Let me explain to you something about this. The Frankel Rambam on Sefer Mitzvahs, in my opinion, is an absolute disaster. Hillman was an Elish Enkamo. What he has in the bottom, he sees something called Siyunim. in the middle of nowhere you never know that existed, and he has a few notes about some things here and there. Po v'sham, okay? Some of them are very good, and you know, okay. Say that. Let's continue. Elam ibnei shebezdin shebe'eretz Yisrael kavu. Okay? The important question we should deal with, not now, that's a later issue in this year, where the word bezin is important. But it's not bezin agodl, okay? Okay? Okay, say that. Ze hayoy shebezdin shebe'eretz Yisrael kavu, ze hayoy. Rosh Chodesh or Yontif. Uvinei Omrom, Shezeh Hayoyim. See, I'm worried about, I didn't discuss this, but I assume the Arabic would support this. Uvinei Omrom, I don't know what the Omrom is. That's the Pella from a word. That to say something? Uvinei Omrom, Shezeh Hayoyim, Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, Yeh Rosh Chodesh Yontif. Okay, you can check out the,
This is Amirasam.
Yeah. 1 second, but it doesn't make a difference. 1 second. It's so good, 1 second.
Umakulam.
Nekal, no, I think that's Nekal. I think that's a call, that's a voice or something like that. So, but he says also, 1 second, he says, V'oimim shayyoyim. That's v'nakol on hador al yoyim rosh chodesh v'ador al yoyim eid. That means yontif, but nikol, that means sin. That's, they said something. Okay, I don't know what he's saying. I have no clue what this means. Okay, correct. It's a very difficult word, but that's not for our issue now. Bein shehoy yisav pulosam zeis b'cheshbon o biriya. Okay. In other words, there's no difference, okay? So if it's b'cheshbon or b'riya, is b'cheshbon, see, that you might have to say bezin shebe'eretz Yisrael as far as ri is concerned. B'cheshbon, I'm not sure what he wants. See, he doesn't, see, all right? He says, correct? He's referring to both. B'cheshbon or b'riya. It's all the same. So I can then say in Omrom, in terms of Bezin Agoda with Ria, but I don't get it how he puts everything together, correct? But whatever it is, it means that even Bisman Cheshbon, it's not Memela, and you probably will put it into the Mitzvah. Otherwise, what's he talking about over here? What's he giving the whole speech? Okay? Then he goes on, which is an amazing statement. We'll go on to one. Just want to read the text. Kamo Shabo Beferish, this is Perish, means the Perish of Makubim Moshe Rabbeinu, or Dosan. That's what they say is the Pirush Hamakubu. They heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi Piyashmua. Kamo Shabo Beferush. Eile Moad Hashem Ashtiko Eisam. Eile Ela Moad Is Eilu. Kloima. Sheyemu Heim. Sheheim Moadis. Afil Shedda Fil Nusim. Afil Mutta. Kamo Shabosu. She Boosnu Hakabola. Okay? And this is amazing. Okay? Because he applies, and we'll talk about this later also, Blue Nether. But I just want to tell you, this is an amazing text. Because I can imagine, Eile Moad Hashem, Asher Tiklu Oisom, when you're talking about Bezna Godol, Bezman Rizriya. But when you start talking about Bezin HaGodol, when you start talking about a Bezin or Bnei Eretzim, what are you talking about? Bezman, then it's Al Pi Cheshbon. He told Atma Filu Meidim, Atma Filu Shoigim, and Eilam Moad Hashem, that becomes very, very interesting. Correct? You know, if you read the text carefully, you're absolutely amazed. Okay? Continue. Did I read something wrong yet? Are we okay? You look like, you know, you've been shell-shocked. You okay? Did I read something wrong? Okay, good. That's all I want. You have to say it. Okay, good. I'm trying to. Vanachnu, I wouldn't have stressed it. I don't think you would have, you know. Okay. Vanachnu omnom nechoshev hayoim. That means today when it's cheshbon. Okay. Before he was putting cheshbon together with the beer, right? Now he's separate. Right? Correct? Now he's moved over to today. Today means. If there's no Bezin HaGodol, V'nachnu omnom nechoshev hayoim kidei sheneida hayoim shekobu heim. Who are they? What's the little b'nei Eretz Yisrael? So here he moved on from Bezdin to b'nei Eretz Yisrael, correct? Boy Rosh Chodesh, ki b'molocha hazeis, that's the Melechus HaYibur. Okay, that's the Melechus HaYibur. Bi'atzmo moinim mekoyim mayoyim, lo b'ri'iyah. Okay? V'yakviyos em nismoch, lo achesh b'oineinu. We make a chesh b'chutzlo, that's nothing. Or what they did is the kviyas in Eretz Yisrael, correct? Avo cheshboineinu hu legluy milsa. What happened in Eretz Yisrael? And that's it. Vohovin ze mioid. Okay. So I'm not sure how this works out for people who are east of Eretz Yisrael. Because there was Chodesh came before the Eretz Yisrael. And I don't know if the Kviyas happens. What is the Kviyas? The calendar? What do they do exactly? We'll have to see. Okay, the Seder. Okay, then he goes like this. But now, I'm just reading. We'll get this, get warmed up over here, okay? This is an amazingly difficult thing, okay? That's why I almost gave up. Vani Oysel Chobir. Ilu et shederch moshu shebnei Eretz Yisrael yadrum Eretz Yisrael. There are no Jewish people in the in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, okay. Now he does something which is amazing. Okay. Cholilo lakel me'asoy zois kilu. From where? From Eretz Yisrael? Or that the people will not be destroyed? And where is he Matir? What Haftokh is he talking about? Hello? A fair question? We'll see about that. Okay? V'loyi Yeshom Bezdin? Now he's back to Bezdin. There was B'nai Yisrael, there was a Bezdin, which I understand at the beginning, because it goes back both on Riyah and on Cheshbon. Then he says, B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. And now he goes back to Bezdin. But then, this Bezdin is a plain Bezdin, right? V'lo yeh b'chutz lo'oretz Bezdin shenismach b'Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So, right? So that is really a long time ago, correct?
But there's the famous Shita's coin we had. You can redo it again, theory.
What?
Ram has that Shita's coin, you can make smich again. He tried, even tried.
Yeah, I know that. That's Ram. I'm going to maybe make a point since it's not this year. I'll see if I'll talk about it. Okay. It's in Perek Aleph and Sanhedrin, Mishneh Gimel, and in Becheres, Perek Dal and Mishneh Gimel. I know the Ram, okay?
He's talking about here.
I don't know. It's not Mustafa, because then he says that's immediately prior to the coming of the Mashiach. You know. So Bashir Shaftah, okay, good. You can look at the name. I find that difficult, but you want it, you can have it. Hine Cheshboneinu Zeh, okay, lo hoyimoyo lono klal b'shumoifen. He's very emphatic. Klal b'shumoifen. Nothing happens, okay? So it means then, hello, l'chay, when there was a machlokes between Ben Meir and Rabbi Sadia for 3 years.
So I did nothing to say.
No, there was no, whether, what exactly happened and how this played itself out, okay? So you have to know, okay? To say this, you can pick. So he overruled them, they picked it up, and what happened, we have to know. Okay, but say that. Okay, good. I don't know if he's aware of the historical Machalushim and Meir and Absadi. I have no clue. Okay? I have no clue about this. Vaika. Vuluye shom bezin lomoro, hiri lomoro, lefi she'ein lefi she'ein loro lachshoy b'chutz la'os la'ab eshonim l'gvor chadosh iti'im b'yoysa ma'atroim l'izkom k'mo she'bi'alno. Seeing the loyi chmoysa in the whole ma'isa, correct? Ki mitziyoy teite teod v'al Hashem v'shon, to get back to that. Okay? So the question is, what does he want from here? Ki mitziyoy teite teod v'al Hashem l'chayim means the separate halacha of Eretz Yisrael and Kiddush HaChodesh. And Yibashonim. Because he is boining. Mi sheyesh lo seichel sholom. L'shem is a Talmud. B'kavon hazeh. Yizboi lo kol ma shemaru. Bil ein boi suffer. Okay? Ain't suffering boy. Okay? So what I need here for the moment, I just read you a text to show you how difficult it is. I'm not getting involved in all as we go through. That's what I plan to go. I'm not sure I'll get that far tonight. But whatever is important for us now at the moment is Cheshbon is the key of Cheshbon. I think that's the old text, even before Rav Chaim Heller. Cheshbon is a key of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Correct? And it could be even more than that, because that's why, if we look at the beginning of the mitzvah is Shatzivu Shizivon Yisala B'cheshbon Chadoshim V'shonim. So that would certainly include Cheshbon also. V'zuhi Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. That is the translation that Kapach has. Alamal di Amalno Tali B'cheshbon Alo. Now, I don't know anything here. Here is another thing, okay? Now, I just ask you what the Arabic says over here. So I know the three words in Arabic, which are Hebrew words, which I don't see the Hebrew in your text, but I see in my text. The three Arabic words are, oh, there's a few Hebrew, the Arabic words are, B'cheshbon Chadoshim V'shonim, and Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. So I guess the rest he translated properly. So the mitzvah is Sivui B'cheshbon Chadoshim V'shonim, V'zui Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, okay? So what you have in front of you, I just have no clue where it came from, but it's not the text. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, good. You got it? Okay, good. I'm trying to help you. Okay? Is that clear? Did I present something that wasn't wrong? You can see it yourself. You don't believe me. Okay? So, that's the problem. You know, what can I do? I can't be responsible. You know, but that's it. Okay? So, once you say that, you can understand the chesh would be part of the mitzvah. It's not a great zach. Now, I'm going to get started over here. Okay. Now, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh according to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos? So he starts off, what the mitzvah is, correct? Oh, that's the mitzvah, correct? So what does it mean, lochem? What's the translation of the word lochem? It's the plural you, correct? But it's an indefinite pronoun reference. Who's it referring back to? So you have to know. So lochera. According to Ramban, there's no problem. Because according to Ramban, it's a very simple thing. The Bezin Rabbi Hillel, Hillel Nasi, Kitshu Chadoshi, Vibu Sharam Al Asid. And it's an Emes of Kiddush. It's a Kiddush Al Asid. And the whole Chesh was not a Moser Misina. It's Mamish, that's what they decided. But according to the Rambam, we have to know what the relationship between Cheshbon and the mitzvah is. I mean, the fact that the Rambam formulates the mitzvah b'cheshbon shonim echadoshim shonim doesn't help us. It helps to know we're on the right track. We don't know where the Rambam is coming from. Correct. Now, there's another problem. This is still Menei Ube in the Lashon HaRamba. Because the Ram before, if you go back, okay? In Kufnu Gimel, he says, Abu mitzvah zu leyase olam zulas bez nagolus. One second. Kufnun gimu. Where? Here? Where? Down. Where is it? In page what? Kuflam and Hay?
In the first column.
Oh, before. Two lines there. Ele mitzvah zu, lo yasen ali oilom, ele bezn hagodo. Dafka. Gir bezn hagodo. Here it says hagodo in the Arabic, you turn over, you see? In the next page, you see in the Arabic next page, right? Okay, good. That's okay. Elamitzu lebezu dafka ubeit Yisrael dafka. Okay. Then he says lufikoch botlo etzleinu hayoyim horiya machmes hezle bezlan godol. Then he, you know, if you didn't get the point, he bangs it with a hammer that you're almost breaking your head wide open. He says kamoshe botlo hakovus hakabonis machmes hezle amitash. So Lachir, he's saying betut mechalis, the mitzvah's bottle. And then he's going out of his way to say there still is a mitzvah, correct? Are you okay? Is that a reasonable question? Okay, if you miss this, you just miss it, correct? He just, you know, you get the impression. See, the Rambam usually is a pretty good writer, okay? You know, excuse me, my God. And he usually clarifies it. Here, every word is the chastir me obey. Is that a good enough steel? You don't eat it, but you know, he bangs, commotion, but lakovas, kabovas, there's no more mikdash, correct? I don't think he's working with the question about being mafushim bias or not. Okay? I think so, you know, you start talking about them, not get involved in that, okay? And he continues. Ubezeto haminim, hanikoyim kroyim, hanikoyim kan b'mizrach karoyim. Okay, I don't know why. Simple. In here, in this area, in the Mizrach, they call them kroyim. Vezeo ayisrei shegam loy kol rabonim or omdolah. The kumi mizrach sadia might not. Okay, good. Okay, good to say that. There's a say that there changes. There's Ria, and then there's Cheshbon. The Kroim said it's through Ria, and Absadi said it's always Cheshbon, correct? That's not for us, correct? But the Maisi says the Chmitz is a Chbotel, correct?
The Ria is Chbotel.
He says, "It's a header. Machmas header based on Beis Lagol. Kmo shebot lakovus kabonis machmas header amikdash." It's a little bit. You wouldn't have written that line.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Don't have to say that. Nothing more. Nothing more. Okay. Okay. We can swallow everything. I just point out you wouldn't have written that line. Correct. And if you disagree, I don't know. I'm ready to hear you out. Okay, weiter. Continue. Correct. The Duke come up and say that. Okay. Next. Now, Lechera, he says the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh is Batla. So Lechera, one would assume that he's trying to make a statement that in Kiddush HaKadosh, it's two inyonim, I mean, it's one inyon, but here the two mitzvahs which are Yirechot. There's a mitzvah called Kiddush HaKadosh, and the mitzvah called Kriyas Al Pi Cheshbon. And the Kiddush HaKadosh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh are Priya in this Batla. And it's like the Beis HaMikdash not being there. And that's the Riyah, and that's the Bez Nagodo. But there's also a mitzvah of Cheshbon, which doesn't depend upon Nagodo, doesn't depend upon the Riyah. And that's not this Batla, I assume. Okay? That's also a mitzvah. And it depends upon Kviyas B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But then, if that's correct, you ask yourself, like, you know, what's going on? The Rambam says, he didn't say anything. But Mishneh Torah and Perek Hei, halacha base, I think he says that it's halacha mush misina. Bizman that is bezna godol is kiddush al piriya. When there's no bezna godol, it's halacha mush misina. That it's chesmon. Yeah. V'dovah zeh halacha beis, halacha mosh misinai hu, shebizman sheyesh sanhedrin koyvim al ariyah, bizman sheein shom sanhedrin koyvim al cheshbon zeh, shor v'chashim bo ayoyim, v'ein eskok al ariyah. Correct? So I was brought up, at least, in Sheresh Beis, that, you know, a mitzvah is either the pshuta shom mikro or pshuta shom mikubo. But how does the halacha mosh misinai fly in over here? And get into Sefer Mitzvahs. Correct? Is that a reasonable question?
That's why he sticks the pasuk in the beginning.
Okay. He sticks the pasuk in the middle, that's right. So what it means is, I think that the Ram over here in Mishnah Torah might call Lachom Moshe Sinai, but he really means that it's a Pirush HaMukubo. And I would not have been made to say, should I say? But the fact is, you look in the Pirush Mishnayis and Zroim, we list all the halachos of Sinai. He says he might have got them all. There's no mention of this. And the fact that he puts everything into a tikkun oisim b'moadom, l'chay, he's saying, this is a pirush on tikkun oisim b'moadom. He's learning that cheshbon is also that. Otherwise, the discussion before doesn't make any sense. Correct? So in this mitzvah, there are two parts, and they both are subsumed in this pasuk, okay? Maybe in Mishnah Teim, right, but we don't know, it's not the pasuk that Ram quotes. There are two different pasuk, the pasuk Dal and the pasuk Bey. There are two pasuk, particularly the Moadom. There's one in the parashah, but I don't know if it makes much of a difference for here. Lamaisa is, you have two mitzvahs, and they also both go on that particular Oysel Moadom, and it's not Halacha Mishmi Sinai, it's a Pirush Mekubal. Okay? And that's the stress of the Kabbalah and everything. Okay? Then, I can read to you all this, but you'll let me spare you. I can read you all the Halacha Mishmi Sinai in Zroim. It's not there. Okay? You take my word for it. If you don't want, I can read it for you. No problems. Okay. Kmo sheninslon or aperish ashe tiku heinim oz elu kloima ashe yoimu heim sheheim amoadis afil shorim afil nusim afil muatim kmo shebolvon bakabolah. And it goes on both of them. That's what he's doing here. He's in the middle of discussion both with Ri and Cheshbon. Correct? We pointed out before. Now I'll tell you something. This is what occurred to me this morning. Maybe I just long, you know, maybe I'm just a little tired or whatever it is. I want to say that there are two pirushim of the word lochem. Okay? Lochem, because it says, the posuk says, Vayoyma Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, be'eretz Mitzrayim, le'imo ha'chodesh hazeh lochem u'ish chadoshim, rishnu l'chol chodshe ha'shana dabir, Dabu el bnei el koadas Yisrael leimo v'osal lachodesh zev yikul lahem ish ser labois lebeis ob ish ser lebeis obois ser labois. So I think there's interpretation of lochem which refers to mumchim like Moshe v'Aaron and that's in Hedrin, and it's lochem that refer to koadas bnei Yisrael, adas bnei Yisrael. I'll explain to you what I mean. Okay? The first lochem, lochem, the kavod is bezna godol. And you see, when it says Eidus zu mesu lochem, that's the Dov Posh referred to bezna godol. And that's what he does at the beginning. That's clear. You don't have Eidus zu mesu lochem after the bria is bought, correct? But what's mesua to B'nai Yisrael is the Cheshbon. And that's what we talk about B'nai Yisrael there a few times, okay? And there's something strange going on here. Because this lochem of Moshe ve'Aaron, lochera, is not the poshut of the Sanhedrin. Voraya, that the poshut of the Sanhedrin depends on mochen goyrim, and which lishkes on gozes. Okay? And here, all you need a bezin kabur shel mumchim. Okay? And that's hachelish yisrael lochem. And that's the Rambam in Perik Hei Halacha Gimel. Because even though, for all intents and purposes, the Hedron HaGadol was bought a while back before, the Rambam says, Morosa Yitzchil Kol Yisrael Lachashe B'chesh M'zeh, Misrif Chachmei HaTalmud, Be'esh Shecho Be'eret Yisrael, V'lo Nish Hashom Bezen Kavua. But Kol Zman, there was a Bezen Kavua in Eret Yisrael, it was real. And Cheshman kicked in when there was no Bezen Kavua. And there's a separate din. Okay. Okay, 1 second. That's the Bayesi Mea Bayimbo. Good. Now, next, okay, we just want to go slowly. So my Rebbe said, okay, this is what I said, and I'm trying to weave in what he said and all together. We'll see if it works, okay? My Rebbe said the following. Is the piece in English that Grita Levi, Perik Hei, Milchus Kiddush HaChodesh, Halacha Aleph Beis, Halacha Aleph Beis, or East Beis. There is Medaktik, that which Mavu and the Rambam, Hilchus Trumois, they be in Haskoma Sanhedrin, the Kibbutz Rabbim. And, however, in Hilchus Melochim, he says, you need Haskoma Sanhedrin, the Kibbutz Rabbim. So how does it stand? Well, what would they know? It's a Chastira. So Ebi said, that here it's not the din of Sanhedrin of a poor Sanhedrin or whatever of what this is Sanhedrin that Sanhedrin represents Rebbe Tzibur and Kahal, and that is what you have over here for Kiddush HaChodesh, and that not Kiddush, that's what you have for Kibush Rabin, right? And you can have one or two things. You can have Das Rabim, or you can have Bezin HaGadol. But it all comes down to the same thing. So it could be that you require Bezin the Kiddush HaChodesh also. You require Kahal and Rav Tzibur. And that's why then it's the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Because the Gemara Hoyes, and the Gemara. Om Rav Asi, Ubaro Halachach Rav Yishvei Eretz Yisrael. Shenema v'chulei michtei v'chsi v'choi Yisrael. Choi Yisrael yimod kahal godol v'goymer lomeli shma mino hainu hu di'ikre kahal. Heinu, hainu, the elu, the ones in Eretz Yisrael, the kahal. Avol anau lo ikre kahal. Okay? That's the scoop. Okay? I have a footnote here about smicha. I'm not sure how much negeya, because you have to know whether the din of smicha was toast kahal or not kahal. In Bechiris, it's pretty clear that it's kahal. In Sanhedrin, he's much a separate din, need Eretz Yisrael for smicha. I'm not getting involved in this, okay? Even Pirush Mishnayis. Okay? Now, so Lechira, if you accept what we said, there are two separate mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh. This Kiddush Derech Bezin Ukfiyas Derech HaKahal, but then it comes out that it's really all one thing. It's really B'chal Hashem, it's an in Echot of Kiddush V'Kfiyas HaKhoidish Ay Derech HaKahal. But if it's Bezin, then it's Uriah and Nabe Ezul Musul Lachem. So then, you know, you talk about two mitzvahs, it's really one Indian, so you know, it has two really ponim. As you look at it, two separate things, really one in you. Okay. So the Chayra, the only in the Mochen Goyim, doesn't make any sense. The Mochen Goyim do the fact they represent Knesset Yisrael. All you need is the Bezin Kavua, Inshallah Yisrael. Correct? So then, it might be that Sanhedrin Ner Yisrael is Batla, either because there was no Smicha, or they couldn't get together any place. So one of the two. That was it. It just, you know, you didn't need much. So then, the whole kavod of lochem that comes in the pasuk is lohisulim shaklo kroyim. You look, what does the word lochem means? The Knesset Yisrael is one unit, not individuals. So it's either the Bezdin represents the whole thing, or the whole unit. So you can't have people coming and say, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh, or this one saying that. It's not individuals. Lochem means the whole Kahal, okay? It's either the Bezdin as a representation of the whole Kahal, or the Kahal themselves. But it's not individuals, and that's what's going on against the Kahal. Oh, so now, L'chira, that it's all one halacha, and all one chalos din. L'chira, what I mentioned before, is the biggest raya. Because the Ram said, what he's talking about, he's maybe that he's trying to bring, that he's talking about, that there's an issue, and there's something called cheshbon, even after Bittul Aliyah. This whole discussion is talking about both Riyah and Cheshbon, right? And he quotes the Sifra. Eilem Oad Hashem Asher Tikkun Oisam. So, it means that these two, both Lochems, are the same Pasuk in this Pasuk, correct? Otherwise you don't got anything. And that's what he writes. Hu zeh she'ono mechash mayoyim b'chutz la'oretz le'melechet ho'ibu she'v'yodeinu b'yoyimim she'zeh hayoyim. So it's all one din. Okay? For the two different ways, and they're completely different. So different that on one hand you can call them the same, and the other hand you can say that the same way that after Chumun Abayis is Batla Kavonis, here's also this Batla Ria. It's an amazing flip that he does in the same text. On one hand he's trying to make it all one, and the other hand he's just trying to break it all apart. That's so far. I think that's a good start. Okay, next. Okay, good. Now, if you recall, I asked, the Ram is amazing. Because he starts off, Mibinesha Bezish Verit Yisrael Kavu, and that refers to both the Riyah and Cheshm. You can say, since we first read Cheshm, he says Bezin. But it's a little odd, okay? Then he refers to Bnei Eretz Yisrael twice. And then he has this line, okay? And then he says at the end, V'lo yiyeh shom bezdin, V'lo yiyeh b'chutz la'oretz, bezdin shenitzmach Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So again, bezdin, okay? So what does he want? L'chera, do we know that should be Chal Hashem of a bezin shein mumcha, that it's not kavua, so Gimel Hediyot is sitting down and saying something. Because everyone that doesn't have smicha is like a Hediyot. So we don't understand. what type of bezin is this? Then, when he has this line, Yilu Efshet Derech Moshe, Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Yadru Me Eretz Yisrael, Chalila lekel me'asei zeis ki hu iftiach shol yimoch sheiros u'ma legamre v'lo yeshom bezdin v'lo yeh b'chutz la'oretz bezdin shnismach be'eretz Yisrael. So the Chay is saying that there's Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael because of his chalila. Which is chalila shol yimoch ha'u'ma legamre. So, L'chaila, this Haftocha, if you accept Kapach, okay, I don't know what he wants from Mor Nevuchim, okay? I just know he quotes from Mor Nevuchim, okay? You know, the Mor Nevuchim talks about the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the other half, L'chaila doesn't tell you anything about it, I don't know why he quoted it. But the Pasuk, the quote of Igeres Taiman, I think is pretty interesting. So let me read it to you. V'chein hefti Yechonu Habere Ali Dei Nevio Shloi Noivad V'lo Yase Amenu Kloya V'lo Yinosu L'Oilam Melios Uma Chassidim. He's talking about the nation, not about geographical locations at the moment. Kol Shi'efshe Tizbatal Mitziusoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kachi Efshe Shnoivad V'Nizbatal Min HaOilam. So it means that the existence of God, the existence of Knesset Yisrael, are tied together. And he quotes the Pasuk Malachi, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, V'yatim B'nei Yaakov L'Chlisa. The Pasuk is being makish the two. Okay? So maybe he's referring to the Pasuk Malachi also. Then he says, K'mo kein bisanu behem yitzayisaro yisborach shmoi shenimne etzloi limo yitzayisaro bichloleinu v'af api shenachisehu v'navo mitzvosu shekein kosu koyama Hashem yimodu shomayim milamaylo v'yechku mois de'oretz l'mato gam ani emas b'chol zera Yisrael al kol asher osu v'hum Hashem. So that's also Yirmiyah, okay? But we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about the Ummah. Okay, is there Hiftichonu Batera Aide Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hasholom Shekein Kosuv V'af gam zeis v'yos meretz oyveihem lo ma'astim lo ga'altim l'chaloisom. So they're not in Eretz Yisrael. Lo afi brisi itom ki ani Hashem Elokeihem. So l'chayim he's correct in what he says. She zeis cholil lo kel me'asei zeis ki hu hiftiach shelo yimoch ha'sheis u'ma l'gamrei. But what's up, Tamik Eretz Yisrael? What does he want? But even whatever you're talking about, let's forget about that problem. But are we talking about Bnei Yisrael or are we talking about Bezdin? Is there any haftocha about Bezdin? You know, even the largest stretch of the imagination, you know, somehow you can say, Jews, Israel, Jews, you know, you can make whatever you want. You want to make a political statement, you want to make whatever, it doesn't bother me, okay? Let's say you can get there. I don't know how you do it, let's say you get there. But the question is, we're certainly not talking about Bezdin. And this L'Cheira, you would assume that the discussion of Bezdin is not Lav Dafka over here. The first one, I understand that it's Lav Dafka, so we're referring to Riyah. The second one we have to know. Maybe it's referring just in contrast that there might be a bezin of smuchim mechutz la'aretz, and just trying to contrast it to. Okay. In Mishneh Torah, in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel, he quotes this whole discussion. Okay? And he only talks about Bnei Eretz Yisrael. There's no discussion of bezin. Okay? So I would assume that we're talking about Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and that's Chalil HaKel Me'asei Zeis, and it's Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are doing it, and not a din of bezin. That's exactly what I asked. I asked this. If you look back, this is it. Yeah, correct. Okay, let's say that. Okay. Now, that's what he says. He says, Okay, and then he says, only the Gilim Mosul will do it. That's what I'm in Mishneh Torah. In Perek Hei, Halacha Yud Gimel. Now, so the chere is, there's a slight problem over here. What do you need the Bnei Eretz Yisrael for? The chere needs to be kahal, no? And that's the Gemara in Horius. The problem is, the Pashat Lashon Rambam here, and say for mitzvah, mashi you need Eretz Yisrael, because Kimitir takes the Sarah Dvar Hashem Yishalayim, which then you don't understand why, you know, so the whole bit, you know, how you make a kahal, what's going on here. Because that's what he says. V'ani oysa l'cho bir, ilu efshe derech Moshe, b'nei Eretz Yisrael, yadu me Eretz Yisrael, chalil o keel, right? So the Mochash, Umar Gamre, Vloye Shom Bezdin, Vloye Bechutz Loritz, Bezdin Israel, Yisrael, Hine Cheshbonenu Zer, Lo Hoye Moil, Lo No Klau, Beshmoifim, Lefishen Lachashim, Bechutz Loritz, Laabishonim, Lekvo Chadoshim, Kim Beisim Atsunoim, Haniskorim, Kmoshi Bianu, Kimitsir Tate, Sered Vashem Yisraelim. This is not so clear. So we have to understand this line here, right? What's this keter? Right? What does this mean? Now, let's go back and see what we said. It's just, we have to read again, try to put it together. That's the only way to do it, I think. V'da, she'achesh mazeh she'nim no'isa hayoim, v'nei deboi rosh ha'chadoshim v'amoadim, i'ef she'l ha'sois el meretz yisrael levad, el ha'beis ha'tzoruch u'behedach chom meretz yisrael. Oz ef she'l ha'bezen ha'somuch be'eretz yisrael, she'ab be'ashonu v'yikma ha'chadoshim v'chutz lorot, k'mo she'osu Rabbi Akiva. Kmoshi's boy of Talmud. That's okay? Ubuze Krishi Godel Chozok. Okay, same. Vayadua Tomid Sha'al Horoi Lohoye Elevate Yisrael. Vihem Yikvu Chodoshim. Viabu Shonim. Okay? Piponim Hamakubolim Etzlom. Ubu Kibutzom Gamkein. So he says that the cheshbon depends upon Eretz Yisrael because of hedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. There's bnei Eretz Yisrael there, but he says hedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael, correct? And then when he talks about in Chutz La'aretz, he says you require smuchim. In the same time, we're talking about cheshbon. So it means there's no cheshbon in Chutz La'aretz. There's only cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael. And you can talk about a cheshbon in Chutz La'aretz behedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says, correct? Ela be'eitz ha'tzoruch behedach hachom me'Eretz Yisrael. Or it's efshel lebezen ha'somuch. The Eretz Yisrael, she'ab ha'ashon, v'ik b'chadoshim b'chutz l'oretz. K'mo sh'osa v'ekiva, k'mo sh'in bo'y v'tam. V'zeh k'li sh'igol l'chosa. So, what's he talking about smuchim b'chutz l'oretz, not in Eretz Yisrael? What's going on here? Because it was the head of ha'chomim, Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't say smuchim. So, l'cheira, there are two issues going on over here. There's a ki mitzir teitzei seir, v'ar Hashem Yerushalayim. And that's the question of who's bigger chachom, who's not bigger chachom, and how that works. And then there's an issue in Eretz Yisrael of Kahal, which is not Peteris Kimitzin and Tetzis of Yisraelim, that's Peteris Kahal. Otherwise, the whole line, these lines don't make any sense. Because there seems to be, he doesn't, you see, because when you're dealing with Bizman, there was Ria, Eretz Yisrael of Chutzlo, it's always the same. If it's lo yidich chmos be'eretz Yisrael, if that din is a chutz la'aretz, here it's really not the same. The only way they can work a chutz la'aretz is only to have a bezin samuch. But a bezin samuch, right? Only have a bezin samuch, correct?
So now you show you wouldn't need a bezin samuch.
No, so you don't need because that. You have no problems with that. So there are two issues, correct? He's the Ki Mitzion, okay, is telling you that the Ki Mitzion is telling you that the Kviyas is an Eretz Yisrael. Not only the Riyah, but the Kviyas is an Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Kahal is not because of Ki Mitzion, the Shem Kahal is because of Mon Holiyas. There are two things coming together. You have a Kahal. And in Chutz La'aretz, you never have a Kahal. It's the only way you can pull it together is to have a Bezin HaSamuch. Because you don't have a Kahal, correct? Now, I say maybe you can flip it. So I said, according to where maybe everything is Kahal, okay? Because the Bezin HaGol represents Kahal in this. But L'cheira, you can flip it around that somehow, and you have to understand what it means. Whether Tzibun Eretz Yisrael might have a din of Bezdin. And my Rebbe suggests this in that piece of Niggas Agid in Eish Dalin and Hay. I can read it by Lichas, so you can look at it yourself, okay? And even though there's no smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, the kfiyas of Eretz Yisrael that comes also that comes via Shem Bezdin with the kahal, which is an amazing thing. You have to look at his proofs or whatever it is. But if you accept what he says, okay.
That's the katzam yachad business?
No, the katzam yachad, you have to, that also, that I don't want to, you have to forget what that. The question is, in this kfiyas and cheshbon, is it different between yom and laila? So April, you said absolutely not. You can only imagine between Yom and Laila and Bezdin, correct? Correct? Okay, now I want to read you Gemara Brachos. This is what I want to throw in to bang this. Gemara Brachos, Lama Rebeis, Omer Rav Onon, Omer Rav, Tov, Lehizka Shoresh Chodesh, Arvis, Ein Marzirin Oisai, Lefi She'ein, Bezdin V'Kachin, Es Chodesh, El Biyoim. And even Bisman is where is Kiddush or Kvius? Derech Niug Ha'om L'chayla, it's Midin Bezdin, it's only by Yom. And in that Niug, there's Elam Oad Hashem, because the Ram, if you don't say that, the Ram is before his discussion of both Cheshbon and Riyah with Elam Oad Hashem. Don't make no sense. Okay. He's pointed to that. You know, we can sit, and if you want, we can sit down in the Rav Shtickle over here and evaluate. I just wanted to tell you the Rashi problem, what occurred to me today, to try to put the whole thing together. Okay? However, Derech Agav, in the Ramban, we have no clue of what it means, She'ema Kachin is a Chidish Balayla, unless we're referring back, you know, because now, what am I doing now to do with Hillel Anasi? Lachay is nothing to do. Shem Lakash Lachayish of Alayla, because they didn't do it, so therefore what? So we have to know how the Rabban works. But according to the Rabban, it's Mamish Gevaldik. And that's what he quotes. Asher Tikkur Oysom. Correct? Now, this is my last Ta'ora. Okay, we'll see if we'll get to the end of it. The Rabban Peri Gimel of Hilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, Shema Abin Bezdin es HaChodesh, Vibnei Shalei Bo Eidim Kol Ayoyim, Kol Yom Shleishim, Ho Yoyim Lemokam Muchan, Vi Oysim Bo Ay Suda, Vi Yoyim Echud Shleishim, Shu Oish Chodesh. The only time the Suda Oish Chodesh was only if they made a Cheshbon through Kesheriah that the moon could have been visible on Leil Shleishim, okay, and the Eidim didn't come. So on the 31st, they make a Sudas Loish Chodesh. Vein Olim Lishon Balayla, El Abaneshe, Kodim Loz Hashacha. Ein Olim Balayla. Okay? El Abaneshe. Vein Olim, Usulizu, Usupokas Maso, Hula El Pas Dogon, Bechule. Right? Let's say for Fi Kesheria, it's impossible to come. No, because here you can say Bezna Kaivin the Chodesh. It's a kvius, okay? What happens exactly if Bezna says that the Eidim can't come? So is the kvius of Rosh Chodesh on the 31st Memela, or it's also kvius Bezna? Is there a mitzvah from Bezdin, from Kfiyas? Or to Milsa the Mele? You hear the question? So you can, he could have said either way. So I want to bring a guy over here. So when the Ram says at the beginning of of Hilchos Kiddush HaKadosh, we get two ra'ayas. Mitzvah say achas v'hi l'chashiv v'leil l'kvoya b'eze yoyin hu t'chiles kol chodesh v'chodesh m'chodesh HaShanah. It means every month, although there's a mitzvah of fees in Be'ezim, so chodesh should make a difference. Correct? Eze yoyin, after the kaveya. They're not really kaveya, they're just saying that it's not that, that it's a Muslim mela. Now I'll show you, the Ram says, Sefer Mitzvahs. Listen to this. He says that if you could have imagined that there's no people in Eretz Yisrael, shelo hayimur cheshboneinu klau im yedu sheiris ha'umam Eretz Yisrael chalila, right? Vani moisif, again. Ilu efshe, derech moshe, shebn Eretz Yisrael yedu me Eretz Yisrael chalila keel, chriyavtiach, ולא יהיה בחוץ לארץ בזן, הנה חשבין הזה לא הימול לא נקלל בשום אופן. What בשום אופן? You have the 31st day when they couldn't come כשריה. So I want to tell you then, this Rabban says that even חשבין of 31 is also bet, also kfiyas, it's not memela. So it would be when it's חשבין, it's חשבין, when it's ריה, okay. Hashem, we'll pick up Gematrius and Tkufin.